Lunch?
Yeah. So, Miss Neal, what's the proudest moment of your life?
The proudest moment of my life? Does it have to be something that has already happened, or can it be something that's coming up?
Either, whatever one you prefer.
Okay, so it hasn't happened yet, but I will graduate in about 5 weeks now. Ooh. Graduating from Earth Sciences College with an English, a Bachelor of Arts in English, and a English Language Arts Teaching Certification.
That's so awesome.
I think when I walk across that stage and they say my name and hand me my diploma, that will be the proudest moment of my life.
Okay.
So far.
So, about the teaching degree, why do you teach?
So, when I was in high school, I had a really good English teacher, and as you know, I went to SLA, Center City, and he really inspired me to do something in my life where I could affect other people in a positive way. And I think with teaching, each year you're responsible for, you know, 100 or so students, and you have 100 and so minds to mold into whatever you want to mold them into or try to make them. And I think that teachers have an immense influence on the students that they serve. Like, whether or not you think of it, like, students look up to teachers in some way or another. And as an English teacher, the things that you teach, the prompts you give, the books that you teach, that can affect the student for the rest of their life. And I say that because it has happened to me with different books that I've read or different assignments that I've had. It's really affected me in the long run. And I think that I wanted to do a job where I could, you know, wake up every morning and not be, like, dreading going to work, where I could have weekends off and still enjoy my job. Because I feel like if you're going to work for 50-plus years or so, you might as well enjoy it. And so far, I'm enjoying it. And I think I chose the right thing for me.
Okay. And with the arts, like, I have a little bit of experience in the arts, and I feel like whenever you're working with art, you have to have a thorough sense of self. And that's really important. And do you think you have a good sense of self?
I would say I do. I think that's something people always struggle with. Like, no one's going to be 100%, but I think I have a good sense of who I am and who I want to be. I'm very goal-oriented, and so when I set a goal for myself, like, I plan on meeting it. And I think it's important to have a sense of self, because then you can't let other people change you or the things that they do change you. I'm always going to be, you know, my own person. I'm not going to let someone else get me out of character by what they do. And I think having a good sense of self, you know, what's expected, what you expect of yourself, the goals that you have set forth, and nobody can steer you off that path.
So, like, talking about being resilient to, like, influences and stuff, do you think you can, in a few sentences, summarize who you are?
In a few sentences, who I am. I am, let's see, that's a hard question. Can I, like, say, like, how I identify?
Sure.
I identify as a black woman from the inner city who has goals, has dreams in life, who I will not let anyone, man, woman, anyone, stop me from achieving those goals. I am strong-minded, but also open-minded at the same time. I do not waver easily. But I'm also kind and soft-hearted at the same time. I love smiling and having reasons to smile. I hope that wasn't too cheesy.
No, it's fine. So that was a pretty awesome description. And you talked a little bit earlier about teachers who have had an influence on you. So who inspires you?
Just anyone?
Anyone, yeah.
I would have to say my grandmother on my mom's side, because mm-hmm. she raised 7 children. And in some sense, she's still raising some of them, even though they're grown. And, you know, no matter what people do to her, mm-hmm. she still has love for them. Like, someone can treat her so badly, and she would still go out of her way to help that person. Mm-hmm. And I think she really embodies the ethic of care,
mm-hmm.
because no matter what a person does, she'll always give them her best. She'll give her last to someone who definitely doesn't deserve it, even when she doesn't have it. And I think that no matter what, she always practices love.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I get mad at her for putting other people before herself, but I think if more people had that ethic of care, the world would be a better place.
Mm-hmm. So with all of your goals and everything that inspires you, and everything you want to be, what's one thing that you just really struggle with?
I'm lazy, to be honest. I procrastinate,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the times I just want to do what I want to do, even if I have other commitments or responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I may just stop doing a task, even though I shouldn't. In the end, it bites me in the ass, because I'll end up having to, you know, finish something in one day that I had a week to do.
Yeah.
So I need to work on being more productive and not let my laziness get in the way of completing tasks.
So is there, like, maybe one thing in your life that you really wish you would have done earlier, or maybe at all?
I wish that... There's this quote, and it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I would have learned that earlier on. I feel like I was, in my younger years, I was shy and afraid to, like, step out there and really show who I was. Mm-hmm. And it hindered me a bit. I feel like I could have, like, stepped out and made my debut earlier in life, because I know that I was capable, but I let other people's perception of me, like being afraid how people would look at me or view me, get in the way of me being great. So I would have been great earlier on instead of waiting until I was comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, what scares you?
What scares me? Living a mediocre life, not being happy, being stuck in the realm of paying bills and just living paycheck to paycheck. I've seen family members do that. I've seen friends do that. And I don't think that's how you should live life. Mm-hmm. I want to travel. I want to, in the future, I want to give my kids everything they need. And things that they want. I don't want money to be the source of all my unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be, I guess I'm scared of being unhappy.
Okay, so what does make you happy?
Friends, family, being in a comfortable state, even if I don't have everything mm-hmm. I want or need, but just being surrounded by people that I love,
mm-hmm.
Books, good food, sleep, TV shows, and just relaxing, doing, like, not having to, like, worry about time. That's mm-hmm. a big thing, because I feel like right now my life revolves around time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what time I wake up, what time I get to the bus, what time I get to the train, what time I get here, what time mm-hmm. I leave. I don't want to be set back by time or, like, in the constraints of time.
Mm-hmm. I saw this thing a little while ago about how, like, time is something that humans made up.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, like, in the universal sense, like physics, but just this idea of, you know, you can't be late, and that time is so ungodly important that you have to build your life around it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. I know I've definitely read a few books in my life that just, like, I would, like, recommend to anyone in the world because they had, like, such an influence on me and my perception of the world. And sometimes that they really had a great impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
And could you name one or maybe a few of books that had that kind of impact on you?
Yes, I'm the type of person who will read a book 3 or 4 times or, like, read a book every year and still, you know, think it's the greatest thing in the world. I would have to say The Autobiography of Malcolm X, The Women of Brewster Place, what else? This is hard. Kindred by Octavia Butler, what else? Anything by Zora Neale Hurston, but I guess I'll focus on one of those. So, The Woman of Brewster Place, I think, is important to me because it chronicles the lives of several women in the inner city, and I think it humanizes their struggle. And it was important for me to read as a woman of color because oftentimes, you know, you feel like your struggle or your humanity isn't validated. And I think the author, Gloria Naylor, in that book, she validated the lives and the experiences of women of color.
Okay. So about maybe invalidation and maybe like kind of just not being listened to, what makes you feel heard? Like, how do you express yourself?
I write poetry. Make it known that I'm here and I deserve to be heard by my actions. I'm not afraid to be on stage or be in front of people. You know, I'm in front of you guys every day. What makes me feel like I'm listened to or heard is when I see representations of people who look like me in the media. When I see people who look like me around and in different roles that are important.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
So thanks for your time and
no problem.
Your patience.
And I will find out how to get this to you.